Bart, I've asked you not to whistle that annoying tune.
I literally muted my microphone. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on? Okay, I'm just going to let it roll. You have the notes pulled up.
Yep. If it makes you feel any better, Lindsay bought a scanner this weekend and she had me set it up for her, and we spent like it would not set up. The computer would not see it. We spent like 20 minutes trying to set this fucker up, only to discover it had a power button and it just wasn't turned on.
Unbelievable.
It made me feel ancient. I felt like what my mom probably feels when she calls me for tech support.
I mean,
and I'm like, Mom, it should just work.
It's like, have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in, Mom?
Yeah.
Like,
have you tried the power button?
Mom, did you try reading the instructions for your new television?
It was funny, even at one point, and this was like 5 minutes into debugging, I was like, it's just like it's not turning on for some reason. And then for 20 more minutes was like Googling frantically, getting frustrated. I was like, maybe it's because you updated. No, it's just dumb shit.
I think that's just par for the course with anyone's mom. Anyone's mom knows nothing about any technology whatsoever. And also, my mom famously would get something like some piece of new equipment, whether it's like a television or some sort of like cable box, and would get so frustrated trying to set it up that she would think it was broken and didn't work. And she would like, she would call them as if they were scamming her.
Yeah.
Like, this thing doesn't work. And I paid good money for it. And you need to take it back. So I think that's just the way it goes.
What I wonder is when we get older, what's going to be the thing that we're like completely generationally incapable of doing?
I have a feeling, I have a feeling that one day, all TV shows are going to be like less than 5 minutes long.
Oh no.
And we're going to think that that's insane.
Oh no.
Because attention spans are just going to deplete more and more and more. There's this thing going on right now with Sopranos, where they're turning every episode of Sopranos into a 30-second TikTok or something. Or maybe 90 seconds, I can't remember, but they're like trying to like break it down into a series of TikToks so someone can like get the whole story.
That's like that Quibi shit.
It's really stupid. But I think that there is potential that kind of becomes more normal, that people want things to be shorter. Yeah. It's kind of like how songs used to be, you know, it was normal for a song to be like 7 to 10 minutes long. And then people were like, no, we want our songs to be like less than 2 minutes. And now they're sort of getting a little longer again, but now people, I don't know. I just feel like we go, it depends on what side of the circle we're on.
Yeah.
When it happens, I guess.
Lindsay and I just watched a Quibi movie. I don't know if you remember a Quibi that came out like a year ago.
When you said Quibi, I had no idea what you were talking about.
It was like a video platform like Hulu. And their whole thing was like, you could only watch stuff on your phone. And they were doing like, the whole thing was like they were doing TV, but episodes of TV were, like you said, they were like 5 minutes to 7 minutes long each. And there was this, it was basically we watched a movie, but they broke it into 9 episodes that were 7 minutes long each. And like Lindsay started watching it for some reason. And I was like, all right, let's get in on this. And it was so weird because every 7 minutes there was a hook to get, it was like a cliffhanger to get you to watch the next episode. And it was like edging for a whole movie for something. And then it's like, it never paid off.
Well, yeah. What's the point of that? That sounds horrible.
Their whole thing was like, it was supposed to be like entertainment you can watch during your lunch break at work and that kind of shit. But it just turns into like a, like it nothing ever gets anywhere. It's kind of like what happened to Lost, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds, fucking terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm just going to let you know that sounds terrible. I'm also going to let you know, as well as everyone listening, that we are already recording.
Oh my God, we're doing it.
We're recording
right
now.
Slipped right in there.
Like, this is the intro.
That's crazy.
You know, we had this whole debacle about whether or not we needed like a real intro. And the intro is us talking about Quibi.
This is in no way an advertisement for Quibi.
The intro is us talking about Quibi. And there, and I'm going to tell you why that's the intro, Brandon. Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the reason that is the intro is it is a new year. It's 2024.
Here we are.
It's a year of creation. It's a year of expansion.
Flying car.
It's a year of trying new things, which is what we will be doing with this podcast all year long. But not only that, this is the first time. This is a monumental occasion that you're all listening to in your car. And that is Brandon and I are in the same room.
I'm looking at you.
Brandon is in the collection room. Brandon is sitting right across from me.
It's crazy.
And I don't want any new listeners to think that Brandon and I haven't hung out in person before, but we've never recorded an episode in person.
You know, now that it's in person, I feel like the magic is gone. I just don't feel it anymore.
Yeah, which is why this is the last episode, which is the other part that we're going to let everyone know right now. No, it is not the last episode, and hopefully it's the first of many that are recorded in person, at least a few times a year.
Absolutely.
I'm not looking at Brandon through a Zoom call. I'm not having to wonder if I'm roboting on his end.
That's true.
Or, you know, with my computer having multiple issues that a lot of you don't hear about. But my computer usually sucks, and then I got a new computer. So things are a little smoother on this end, but I wanted to let everyone know that we are recording together.
Live.
You know, just for old time's sake, Brandon, I'll do a real intro.
Yeah,
what do you say? What
Let's
do you
do
say?
It. I'm ready.
Yo, everybody, and welcome back once again to what, Brandon?
Simpsons is Greater Than.
Simpsons is Greater Than. And that is a podcast all about The Simpsons. We will find any possible way to talk about The Simpsons. I mean, honestly, I think that's what this podcast is. I will find any avenue. Like, I will be like, oh, you know what? Salt and pepper shakers are cool. Did you know they made Simpsons salt and pepper? Like, I will find a way to do it. As always, I'm your host, Warren, better known to some of you as Bart of Darkness. You might know me from my Simpsons collection over on Instagram or Twitter.
Be honest, it's great, isn't it? Go ahead and say it's great if you want to.
But if not, when you're done with this episode, do me a personal favor. Go check it out. I say this all the time, but if you're listening to this podcast and you somehow don't know about the collection, first of all, bravo. That's impressive. But secondly, I don't understand how that's possible. And as always, I am joined by my main man, this time in person, the viral sensation himself, Brandon Withrow.
What is going on?
What's going on?
If I seem a little spacey this episode, it's because I'm in this incredible room. It is like, this is like ADHD Simpsons fan paradise. Like everywhere you look, it's just like, you can just get lost. You know,
and it is interesting for me personally, because when we record these episodes normally, you know, we're doing it on Zoom and GarageBand and all of these different things. But I'm also facing my computer, and now I'm like sitting in the middle of my collection. So even as I'm looking at Brandon, I'm like, oh man, I forgot I had that dental floss from Japan over there. So it's kind of nice to do this in the room.
It's cool.
A little shout out to Botter over at Shortbox. I love to find any excuse to short him out, to shout him out,
I'm shorting him.
But when he first had me on Shortbox, he wanted to record it in the room. And I was like, I don't know if we can make that work. But Botter, I'm sorry to say that we made it work and it was not for you.
No.
So I'm sorry. But yeah, so this is cool. Brandon and I are in the same room. I'm really enjoying that. But before we get into the episode, and this is kind of a mixed bag episode, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But I want to remind all of you that this episode, as well as the last several episodes, have been sponsored by Brandywine Coffee Roasters, one of my favorite roasters in the country. I will continue to say that because it is true. Right now, I am drinking this delicious anaerobic natural from Ethiopia. The notes are cherry preserves, cran raspberry juice, and very specifically, that strawberry candy in the red and green foil wrapper. I don't know where they pulled this red and green foil strawberry candy note from, but whoever on the Brandywine team did that, bravo. Because, you know, whether you're implanting this in my brain or not, I can taste it when I drink this coffee. This is true. The reason I pick which one I'm going to mention when I do this ad read is because I'm trying several coffees from them all the time, and this is the one that's really stood out to me recently. So If you're interested in coffee, let's say you've never gotten into it, this is your first time getting into coffee or being interested in coffee, go to their website, brandywinecoffeeroasters.com, and use the code DARKNESS at checkout, and you're going to save 10%, Brandon.
10%?
10 whole percent.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which, I mean, goes a long way when you're talking about a bag of coffee. So dive in. Try something interesting. Try something new. If you get on there and you see some coffee that kind of intimidates you because it sounds really wacky, buy that coffee. Just jump in.
Saving 10%.
Yeah.
You can experiment.
You can experiment when you're saving money. So jump in and try some new coffee. And whatever you order, if you find something really unique, let me know. DM me. I would like to know.
I really love the strawberry candy and red and green foil wrapper. Like that immediately, like it's grandma's house. It's that little jar that had... That's what my grandmother had was the little strawberry candies.
That's one of those candies that you only know from being in your grandmother's purse. Yes, yeah. Like she's like, oh, you need something. Okay, here, take a strawberry candy. So I love, you know, the specificity of a note like that. But also when you can actually taste it, whether it's like a implanted thing or not, it's really cool to me. So go buy some coffee. I can't stress that enough. Enjoy a discount. Do your thing. I will also remind all of you, and this is just, you're going to get this all the time now. If you haven't yet, go buy my book. I mean, it's been out for, almost 2 months.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Where are you driving right now? There's gotta be a Barnes & Noble along the way. You can just pop in there.
You know, if you hate people and you don't want to deal with anyone in real life, go online. You can buy it from like any website that sells books. Basically, you can even get it from Amazon. So, treat yourself in the new year and go get my book. I'm not going to give you the whole spiel about how stoked I am about the whole thing, but it's been really great. So go get it and read it.
I'm still pretty stoked about it. I'll give the spiel. It's an exciting, wonderful book.
Thank you.
And if you like Simpsons, if you like things that have the Simpsons face on it, you're going to like this book.
Yeah, it's there just you great. Go. I mean, you know, the feedback has all been positive. You know, I'm sure someone out there might have gotten it for Christmas and they're like, what is this shit? I don't even like toys. But I haven't heard from those people.
Yeah.
I've only heard
it's a nostalgia bomb. It is much like the strawberry candy on grandmother's counter. It is a nostalgia bomb. You open that book and when I got to the video game section, I turned into an 8-year-old playing my Nintendo again. It was amazing.
I mean, one might say that my book is the strawberry in the green foil wrapper of the bookshelf, you know, of its kind.
It is.
I guess you could make that comparison. So, Brandon, why don't you, do you even know what we're talking about? Have I even told you? Do you know what we're doing today?
Yeah, well, I know that we're playing some trivia.
Okay.
We're going to do some trivia.
We are.
Other than that, I don't know. What are we talking about?
No real clue, huh? Well, so the trivia episode was well received, and we kind of made a joke in that episode that when we didn't really know what to talk about. We want to crank these out a little more regularly. We want to be on more of a schedule. And so we kind of said like, hey, you know, if we have a week where we have less to talk about or less time to prepare, we'll just do trivia and we'll find a way to like, you know, talk about some random little stuff from the internet and just hang out with everyone because, you know, I don't want anyone to be let down by not getting to hear our voices, Brandon.
Absolutely.
When it's all said and done, I just want someone to be able to hop in the car on the way to work. And if they need to hear us, I want them to be able to, even if it's just some trivia.
If you're tired of thinking, we'll think for you.
We will think for you in the car, on the way to work, on the way to grandma's house to get some strawberry candy, whatever you need. You know, we're there for you. So yeah, we're going to do a little bit of everything. We're going to talk about a few some Simpsons news. I'm going to put a spotlight on this bozo, that was in my comment section recently. And I normally wouldn't give them the satisfaction. But I do think it was such a unique moment in my Instagram's history that I feel like we should at least talk about it for a second. I'm not even sure Brandon knows the full story. He's been very busy looking at birds or whatever. So, he can hear about it right now. And then sadly, we're also going to talk a little bit about Super 7. You know, just imagine sad music right now because that's not a happy, happy report. And then some trivia. So we're going to do all of that. Up first, Brandon, and I'm assuming you saw this, but it's pretty exciting. And I think this speaks to whether or not people still love this show, as some people would argue and claim that they don't. But The Simpsons just won another Emmy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So
for Treehouse, right?
For Treehouse of Horror number 33. Now, I would love for anyone listening to explain to me how the show is not still making great episodes when experts, I guess. I mean, I'm sure they get these things wrong all the time, but you know, when people that are, you know, this is their job to reward shows like this, even they see the time and effort and love that still goes into the show, and they're still handing out awards.
Yeah, so, that's amazing. Yeah. And what a great episode, too.
Oh, my God.
I think it really deserved it.
Yeah, so that's, you know, and to be more specific, it won the Creative Arts Emmy for Animated Program for Treehouse 33. And, you know, this is the one with the Death Note parody, which I really think that Treehouse specifically, like, was such a ripple effect through Simpsons land, if you will, because people love to hate on newer seasons. And even people that talk a lot of shit normally, I feel like saw that episode and went, yeah, I got to be honest, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think really, it's kind of one of those situations.
I really liked the Simpsons World Westworld parody. I'm a big, at least I was a big fan of Westworld until I didn't even want to get into it.
But that's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. It's a sad one too. But, I really liked that episode. It was fun seeing sort of the tongue-in-cheek meta humor of The Simpsons and that sort of thing. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a testament to the kind of things they're still doing today. Like, if you're not watching the current season or, you know, let's say you don't have time to watch every new episode, that's okay. But when you hear people say that something's good, just go check it out. You know, even if you don't agree, just give it a shot. Don't be so quick to hate on it. So, you know, there's not a lot to say about that, but I wanted to at least point out that happened, because I mean, that's a big thing for a show this old to still win an Emmy. And it beat out some good stuff. I mean, it beat out a Bob's Burgers episode. It beat out an Intergalactic episode. It beat out a Rick and Morty episode. And I mean, through all the trials and tribulations of Rick and Morty, they're still making stuff that people really like. So it's still, you know, tight competition with these shows. So it's cool that they won so convincingly.
It's cool.
Over something like that. So you love to see that.
I just Googled it for anybody curious. The Simpsons has won 36 primetime Emmys.
Jesus.
They've been nominated for 78.
God.
So pretty good average.
You know, even Jethro Tull beat out Metallica once. So, you know, you can't win all of them, but they, you know, pretty good percentage. Batting about 50.
Man, I love me some jazz flute.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Jethro Tull, for any record people out there, some of the cheapest records you can buy. They are worth absolutely nothing.
Really?
So treat yourself to that.
It's because they've had so many joints rolled on top of them.
Yeah. It's because they live in a lot of bargain bins.
Yeah.
yeah. You're not going to spend too much on those. So any Jethro Tull fans, hit your local record store. You can get those for very, very cheap. Go get a Jethro Tull record. Grab a strawberry candy. You know, do your thing. So yeah, I had to mention that up top. That's great. We'll go into, I mean, I don't know. We could talk about Super 7. We could talk about the comments. Let's,
you're doing the producer, sandwich. Have you ever heard about this?
No, I haven't. Tell me what the producer sandwich is.
So if like you're a producer and you need to give somebody some feedback, what you do is you get two pieces of bread, which are both good news, and then you put the bad news right in the middle of it. That's the filling. And then you give it to them. So it's like, you know, that way they get, it's like, man, you're doing really great. I think that you need to change this, but also so it's like good, bad, good. So
well, we got the good. It's tricky because I don't know if either of these are actually good, but you know, we'll talk about Super 7.
You're kind of doing a producer sandwich with two pieces of bad news and one piece of good news.
So I'm doing a producer double down.
Yeah.
Is what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is unfortunate. People that listen to this show, they know how much I've declared my love for Super 7. I've had to make the joke multiple times, like, hey, you know, I promise I don't work for Super 7. This is genuine praise when I talk about how great their toys are, especially the Simpsons stuff. I'm not going to claim that I've collected other things that they've made, but I love the Simpsons stuff, and I think it's some of the best that's been made in a long time, certainly since Playmates, World of Springfield. So I was a big fan of all the stuff that they were announcing and the stuff we've already seen and the stuff that we had heard was going to come. Brandon and I even interviewed Aaron Island and he told us like, oh no, there's a lot of stuff that we want to do, which makes this even more sad. So, they announced sort of unofficially, through an interview with the owner of the company, that they were not going to be doing any more Simpsons after Man. The pre-orders were shipped. He also admitted, Brian Flynn also admitted, that they had multiple sculpts finished and ready to go, but just could not see eye to eye, with Disney. And what makes this interesting is I don't believe, it was an issue. And you guys can find that interview. I'll try to put a link to it in this description, just if you want to get more information about what actually happened. But it seems like, and this is based on Brian's reaction, he seemed very bothered by it. It seemed like it wasn't an issue of like overreach, in terms of Disney, you know, saying, oh, you can't do this or you can't do that. It almost sounds like Disney wanted them to do too much. And they just did not see, you know, the numbers to support making that quantity of product. And it seems like Disney was like really pushing them to do X, Y, and Z. So, you know, it might come out later that that's sort of, you know, a misinterpretation on my part, but it seems like, they just did not see the numbers to justify all the things Disney or the volume Disney wanted them to do. So that's an interesting detail. It's not like it was a flop necessarily. It's not like, you know, they were telling them like, oh, you can't have Krusty doing this. It was more so, you know, do more, do crank it out faster. So that's a really interesting detail to it. But I'm personally sad because what we know now and sort of what Aaron hinted at and maybe even told us off mic, I guess I can say that now because it doesn't really matter. They were going to make the whole family.
Yeah.
So we were going to get less of these, like, you know, reference type figures. And we were going to get like actual, just like, here's the base family. And, you know, as a Simpsons collector or just like a fan of this sort of thing and the quality Super 7 had, I was excited about that. Like I wanted just to have like a nice, you know, kind of a larger scale set of the family. So I'm personally sad that that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, right. I mean, just to have something, I mean, basic is doesn't do it justice because they put so much detail. It's all about the details of Super 7. That would have been so great to have, especially as like their ultimate line or something like that, you know, how posable they are and all.
Yeah,
it's a Marge would have been great, you know.
Marge is who I wanted because we didn't get a single Marge. Like we didn't get a Lisa either. Like there's just so much we didn't get, and that sucks. So if you're listening to this and you pre-ordered any of them, you will still get those. Cool. Those are still going to come. I think we should have most of them in the next month or two, if I'm not mistaken. Like we should see those other figures. They should be coming soon. But after that, and I will say, you know, to give us a little bit of hope, Brian did say for now, he said that he remained hopeful that down the line they could work it out and maybe there would be more figures. So I don't think that they're going to terminate the license necessarily. I think they're just going to pause the product line, for now, quote unquote. So the fact that he mentioned, you know, the hope for, you know, something down the line, I'm going to hold on to that. I'm holding on to that for dear life because I want the rest of these toys. And that goes for the reaction ones also. It's not just the expensive Ultimates. The
reaction ones are so great.
The reaction ones were fantastic and more affordable and something that I think more people would be able to find room for on the shelf. So I just wanted all of that.
Yeah. As a like low-key Simpsons merchandise guy, I don't have a collection, but I do have some Simpsons pieces. And I really love the reaction ones, especially the Troy McClure ones, the McBain ones. They were all good.
So good.
What's I'm not entirely certain of what the lineup is. What is left to ship from Super 7?
So do you know? I will try my best to recount this without pulling it up, or I guess I could use the internet that I have right here. But so I know that still coming is Bartman,
Bartman,
Mr. Burns, Ralph, Kang and Kodos, Duffman, Radioactive Man.
A Radioactive Man?
Yeah.
Is that an ultimate?
It is an ultimate. These are all these I just listed are ultimates. And then there's also a King Size Homer.
Oh, cool.
There's Dredrick Tatum.
Oh, interesting.
I think I got them all. I might be missing one or two, but so many good figures.
Man.
And that's the thing is like we, as collectors, we're like, oh, this is it. Like they're going to, they're going to make our Simpsons dreams come true. You know, that's just kind of what I, you know, and we're sitting in the room. Brandon can see them. They're the ones that are already here are right there. You know, you have Itchy and Scratchy. You have Deep Space Homer. You have Mo. These are fantastic figures. Like, again, I have no reason to say this other than just some guy with a room full of Simpsons stuff. Yeah. They look so great. They're you get so the multiple cool. heads. You get all this extra shit with them that we've never really had Simpsons toys like that. Like, not even close. Like, World of Springfield had a ton of accessories, and that was all really cool, but this is, like, another level.
Yeah. The accessories are really well thought out, too.
You know, I mean,
the
Mo
references are kind of obscure, but also kind of perfect.
Mo comes with a fucking panda. I mean, come on. And he comes with a flaming Mo. He comes with a sculpt of his head where he's already screaming at the phone. This is just such a pristine level of detail. And I know that in the past, there's people that have had issue with Super 7. Like, people did not love the Beavis and Butthead toys. There's, like, lines that were considered disappointments from them. But in my experience, especially with Simpsons stuff, I think it is top tier. Yeah. So let's all cross our fingers. I'm doing it right now. And I'm looking at Brandon. So is he.
I'm doing it.
We're doing it right now. That they will figure it out. And if Disney is listening to this, like, if you're trying to, you know, mine my brain for content or information or ideas, let them do what they want. Let them make the toys. I'm telling you. Those of us that want them really want them. Just let them exist. So
seriously.
Yeah. Brandon, how do you feel?
Well, just like if somebody's listening and mining for things to make, I still want a Luann toy of her wearing the jacuzzi suit from Radioactive Man.
And that's, see, like, we could have had that.
We could have
had that. If Super 7 and Disney could just get along, guys. Yeah, I would love to know more of what the actual issue is, but
yeah.
If the problem is Disney wanting them to do too much, like, again, just back off. Let them do what they want. The Simpsons has episodes about this exact thing. Like, just let them do what they want.
It also sounds like a very classic sort of big corporation negotiating without really thinking about nitty gritty. They're thinking bottom line.
Well,
they're trying to get the most out of their buck. And
I'll tell you another thing. And this is something funny about Brandon and I recording in the same room. I'm so used to, like, not wanting to fuck up the Zoom call by talking too soon. So I feel like I still feel like we're on Zoom, even though we're not. So that's, like, something I'm working on, but it's interesting to me because, like, I have praised Disney on so many occasions. I've been like, oh, you know, they're letting all these companies make great stuff. Yeah. The merchandise has gotten so much better since Disney took over, which is kind of the consensus. And, you know, whether or not you listening out there like that Disney owns the Simpsons, I mean, you can feel how you want. The merchandise has in fact been better. The things that have come out since they bought Fox have been better and at a more frequency.
Yeah.
So we've seen, like, some of the best Simpsons stuff we've seen in a long time as a result of that. So as a collector, I've enjoyed all of that, and I've thought it's been a benefit to the merchandise. So to have gone on record and praised them as many times as I have, just to now be like, oh, wait, never mind. Disney apparently fucked this whole thing up. That's unfortunate. So we just have to hope that they figure it out.
Yeah, maybe they'll renegotiate something. I mean, you know, there's definitely going to be sort of a void, and that will be filled one way or another.
Maybe Super 7 is playing hardball, and they're like, oh, we'll just come out and be like, oh, this is Disney's fault.
Yeah.
They'll take some of the heat, and then Disney will be like, okay, fine. We see that people are mad. I mean, if you think about it, this sort of thing is a negotiating tactic to be like, you know, you tell someone that the store is closing, and then the store makes a big profit, and they're like, you know what? We'll actually stay open.
Yeah,
so maybe there is something to that. Maybe it's like, you know, maybe Brian is playing chess, not checkers. So, you know, and if that's true, shout out to you, Brian.
Yeah. we're all watching with bated breath.
We are. We are. I'm just excited to get the ones I already bought. So I look forward to those showing up. Okay. So Brandon, what do you know? We'll move on to this comment debacle. Yes,
the comment thing.
What do you know about this? What did you see as far as how the post, what did you see, like, my story? Yeah. Did you see how this went? What is your,
you posted a very nice and heartfelt 2023 recap on your, on your Bard of Darkness profile.
Yes.
Not any of his other secret profiles. He's got 6 or 7 of them, everyone. And if you find all of them,
none of my burner accounts. It was on the real account. So it was the real thing.
Yeah, you posted a very nice, sweet, heartfelt 2023. And then you got a real bozo of a comment. I want you to read the bozo of a comment.
So I'll give just a little bit of background on this before I read it for those that didn't see it. And I want to stress up top. I know I've talked about things like this in the past on this podcast, and I've talked about in those moments like, oh, I normally don't care about this sort of thing. And I'm sure some of you are like, well, you actually do care about it because this is like the second or third time you've brought a story like this to the podcast. But the reason I'm putting a spotlight on this one in particular, because these things happen a lot. Like I get some crazy DMs, I get some crazy comments. I normally respond to them once or not at all. And then I laugh about it and I think it's funny and I go, oh, isn't the internet great? You know?
Yeah.
So I'd say 99% of the time I completely ignore, these sort of things. But the reason this one, much like some of the ones I've brought up in the past actually bothered me is because the algorithm is already kind of in a weird place. You know, it's harder to get eyes on a post now in a timely way, unless it happens immediately. So sometimes, you know, you post a thing and you get a bunch of followers and everyone's like, oh, I'm so excited to see your stuff. And then they don't see your post for like a month because they don't even realize you're posting because the algorithm's showing them, you know, a cat playing with a giraffe. And it's like a whole, I know I want to see that too, but it's like a whole thing. And so, you know, I made this little post because I hadn't posted in like a week. You know, it's kind of the same reason we were recording now and not sooner is, you know, around New Year's. So a lot of things are going on. People are busy. So I make this post just being like, hey, you know, this is kind of late, but I just want to say 2023 was kind of a weird year. But there was also a lot of good things like, you know, I had a book and, you know, I just kind of tried to be positive about like when things happen, when bad things happen, you also got to try to focus on the good and, yeah. and just try to. So I was just, you know, a real short, it was barely a paragraph and a half just being like, hey, you know, I'm excited for the new year. Let's hope it's all, you know, let's all hope it's great. And just see what happens. Well, the post didn't do that well and that's fine. You know, the algorithm wasn't super interested in what I said. But it had a few comments here and there and people just being like, hey, you know, I love your account. Like, you know, we appreciate all the stuff you do and we love the book or whatever. And then this one guy who I will not name because it wouldn't surprise me if he actually listens to this, just to see if I talk about it, because I think he even said this in one of his hundreds of comments because this guy just could not let it go. But he commented and said, I will speak for many. We do not care. We only want the toys.
That's it. They just want the toys.
Yeah. Just an insane thing to say, in my opinion. And the reason, you know, I know that when people make comments like this, they just want attention.
Of course.
And they're just trying to make someone mad enough to talk about them on a podcast.
Yeah.
But it brings up this idea to me of like, what really matters about what we do on the internet? I started this account just to catalog my stuff and share my stuff. I've told that story a million times. I didn't have a lot of room to display it at the time. So I was like, oh, this is a way that I can keep up with things that I don't have room to display. But I've done this account for over a decade.
That's wild.
2014 is when I started it. So
happy 10 year anniversary.
Or maybe it was 2013. Maybe I'm messing that up. So maybe it's 11 years.
But you know,
but for a long time, I've been doing this account. And since the beginning, I realized, you know, it's kind of nice to let this be about a person and not just a collection. Like, hey, I'm Warren. This is my stuff. This is where I found it. You know, I used to say stuff like, oh, this weekend I went to this place and I found 2 sealed boxes of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I would sort of tell like, you know, how I found it was like, it was about the journey of building a collection and finding all this stuff. And that was the point of the account to me, was not only to post it, but to kind of talk about how I found it and where I found it. So in my opinion, there's always been a little bit of me
of course
in the account. And it's always been more than just pictures of toys It's always been about the story and the person. And
that's what makes it interesting.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate that. And I did not pay him to say that.
He did not. Though we are in the same room and he does have a knife.
I do. But shh, don't tell them that. But to me, that's always been a part of the account.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, don't even think about it anymore because at this point, people know my face. They know my name. They know who I am. They bought a book because I wrote it.
Yeah.
And the book is also from a personal perspective.
It is. It's very wonderfully like autobiographical in
thank
a
you.
Way.
Thank you, man. I'm just going to set the knife down, Brandon. It's right here though. So don't get too comfortable. No. So to me, that's all. And I've never in all my life of doing, or in all the 10 years of doing this account, had anyone complain about personal posts. I've never had anyone be like, "Hey man, we understand that like your cat died, but we don't give a shit. Like, can you just please post like a bark clock or something?"
Yeah.
So the thing is, he made that comment, and while I would normally just delete it or respond with like LOL or whatever, for some reason on that day, I was like, I just want people to see.
Did you get into it?
I just want people to see how ridiculous this is. So
I didn't see this part of
the story. So I decided to, well, and I think there's a strong argument that this is like not the best way to handle things like this. Yeah. I'm going to admit that up front. But for some reason on that day, I just felt the need to like post this comment in my story and be like, "Hey, you know, I posted this the other day. The algorithm didn't really care about it, but I got to say this comment is wild," or whatever I said. And I was, you know, maybe deep down, maybe deep down, I did want some people to talk shit to this guy, like, but I would never ask anyone to do that. So, you know, the fact that I even wanted it in any way, I will agree is like probably childish and like,
yeah,
you know, I you know, I, not to get too personal on my podcast here, but like, you know, I'm,
you can get personal here,
but I can admit that that's probably not the way you want to do that.
No, totally.
Like, you probably just ignore him or you delete it or whatever. But sometimes you wake up and you're just not in the mood for shit. And you just are like, you know what? I'm going to put this person on blast. So I posted it. And within minutes, the post started having a lot of interaction because a bunch of people went to him and said,
you
don't speak for me. I love this account.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, at first I kind of laughed. And then I was like, well, I'll see what happens. Maybe I should just delete this.
Yeah.
So that this doesn't become a thing. But lo and behold, so many people felt the need to like say something to him. And he felt the need to respond to all of them.
Oh no.
And so if you go to that post and you'll see it, it's like one of the last like two or three things I've posted. It's just a picture of the room. Who knows when you're hearing this, but you'll find it. It's not that far back. And, that one comment has like over 100 replies.
What?
And it's people just, you know, for the most part, people trying to get him to see how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
To say something just so like, there's no empathy in a comment like that. And you're like, oh, I'm on the internet. I like to ruffle feathers, but his responses to people just got more and more offensive. Mm. And you know, if he is listening, and if you are listening to this, I don't hate you. If anything, I think the way you acted out is like a response to, you know, some sort of sadness in your own life or something that, you know, some sort of weight you carry and you need to like make people mad to get, you know, an emotional response because it distracts you from whatever is bothering you in your own life. And maybe that's not true. Maybe you're just an asshole. I guess I can't prove it either way. But based on the kind of things you said to some of the people in those comments, let's just say I decided to let it ride. And I decided to let people argue with him. I decided to let some very lovely people, might I add, tell him what a dick he was. And some of those people got made fun of for their weight or the way they looked their ethnicity.
Oh,
even.
He turned real, real negative, huh?
And
up until this point, I've been trying to be empathetic with this guy because I don't know. I didn't see all these comments.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, like the comment that he initially made, bozo comment.
Yeah.
But like the empath, the person that wants to see the light in everybody, could say like, well, maybe this guy just like, can't deal with somebody being honest about grief, because in our society, it's very hard to talk about grief for some reason.
Sure.
And what a lot of people do is just knee jerk to like some like sardonic comedy about the thing in order to sweep the grief under the rug, because your emotions make me think that I'm not talking to my emotions. And if you make me talk to my emotions, some shit's going to finally collapse that I've been holding together for a long time.
Right.
So let's just make a joke and move about it. And like, you know, this comment is very like jerk ass Homer.
Yeah.
That era of Homer where it's just jerk ass. Like, let's like fuck the feelings. Like,
yeah,
you know, but the more you're telling me, like, it sounds like he got backed into a corner because he like realized he either had to face the fact that he said something kind of dickish or he just lashed out. And I mean, you can't make fun of people on the internet for their weight, their ethnicity, or I mean, you shouldn't make fun of people on the internet, period. No. But
and you know, again, like the things he said just became increasingly horrible, to quite frankly. So I decided just to let it happen and let people argue with him if they wanted, and let people tell him he's an idiot. So I just let it go. And, you know, it went on for probably longer than it should have, of almost 2 days, or maybe, you know, maybe it feels like 2 days, but it was really a day. But he honestly responded to every comment.
That's crazy.
And so, you know, there's something to be said about how a lot of his responses were telling people to mind their business, or no one's talking to them and they're too sensitive, and he's willing to say what no one else will say because he's not a, you know, he's not a sissy, or whatever all the dumb shit he was saying.
Wow.
But I would argue that responding to that many strangers on the internet shows that you are far more emotionally unstable than any of the people responding to you. So again, if you're listening, I hope you find peace with whatever's bothering you or whatever you're unhappy about that you're channeling through comments on the internet. I hope you figure that out. And he ended by telling me that hopefully he would not, that I would not post anything personal ever again, because then he would sadly have to unfollow me. Wow. I just want to let you know that if you haven't unfollowed me yet, go ahead.
Seriously.
Because it will, I will continue to run the account.
You.
Yes.
You as a person, you're not allowed to post.
I will continue to run the account the way I want. And hopefully those of you that listen and follow, you like that, and that's why you listen, and that's why you follow. So, I guess the point I'm making by bringing this up at all is, have empathy.
Yeah.
Because even though this guy is clearly, miserable, I still, you know, want him to be okay.
Yeah, of course.
I want him to figure it out, despite what a miserable asshole he clearly is.
Well, that, I mean, those sorts of things always come from, you know, your own place of sadness, your own place of hurt, you know? I mean, that's one of the oldest stories ever, you know, the bully is the most hurt kid on the playground.
I mean, look at Nelson, his dad,
look at Nelson.
His dad went to the gas station and never came back.
Never came back, man.
And his mom's a stripper. And, you know, he's not very, very
nuke the whales though. You got to nuke the whales.
I couldn't even get that out. He's not very emotionally, mature because he, you know, has a lot of unresolved stuff with his father. Yeah. So, you know, maybe this guy's dad, went to the gas station and never came back.
Maybe.
So who can
say? It's wild how the internet can be sometimes, especially like, you know, when a bunch of strangers are looking at you. Some things come out of the woodwork, you know. I don't have necessarily like a following. I had a viral moment though, and that really was like a flash in the pan. So I got some weird messages during that time, and I had
a couple,
I don't think that we talked about this. I know that we didn't talk about it on the podcast, but you know, after the TV went viral, then we did the charity, you know, we raffled off 10 to raise money for some good charities and raised $20,000, which
$20,000.
But during that, there was like this moment where, you know, I put the TVs together, I set up the stuff for the charity, and I was kind of doing some like posting about it, trying to capture the flash in the pan that was my, you know, people looking at in my direction on the internet.
Right.
So I posted on Reddit that, you know, hey, I was back, I'm making 10 of these TVs, you know, I'm going to raffle them off. And I posted on, unfortunately, one of the major subreddits, you know, which is, I think it was like, damn, that's interesting or something like that. I can't remember which one. I don't follow it anymore because there's nothing but trolls there. And so I post on there and like immediately it made it to the front page. And I was like, cool, people, you know, people are starting to donate, which is really cool. And then I started to get like some really weird comments, which was people being like, Disney's going to sue you, you know? And at first I was like, you know, they're not gonna, it's like, cool, I'm not doing anything. And then it turned from Disney's going to sue you into like almost this place of like, we hope that Disney sues you. And it was only because some other people showed up like, he's not going to get sued. And then this crazy debate breaks down in the comments of people like arguing about whether or not I was going to get sued. And like, I'm getting like, it was literally thousands of these messages are showing up. And it like, for me, I'm not very good at handling. Yeah. You know, before that, the only attention I ever got on the internet was like 30 people liked a photo of a bird I took. So like suddenly I'm getting thousands of messages of people debating whether or not I'm about to be sued by one of the largest media corporations on the planet. And I was like, I turned to my wife, Lindsay. I was like, oh fuck, am I gonna get sued? It's like I let the trolls get into my head and like,
spoiler alert, he did not. I did not get sued.
I never heard anything from anybody. And we raised money for charity, thank you very much.
Yeah, so, come on guys. Jeez.
But it was wild. I almost pulled the plug on the whole thing because I kind of like, they like gaslit me into thinking that this was the reality, you know. And it was just I spent way more time reading the comments than I should have. And I think sometimes you just gotta not, you
know? I mean, I spent more time talking about this guy than I want to either, but yeah, just, you know,
here we are.
I think it leads to like a bigger conversation of like, you know, should you complain about free content on the internet? And to me, the answer is no. You have the option. If a podcast you like gets bad, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
If something happens with something you like and you no longer like it, just don't watch it.
Totally.
If you watch new seasons of The Simpsons and you decide that you don't like them, you don't have to talk about it all the time. Just don't watch it.
Absolutely. Don't make it your personality to hate
something.
Don't make
it your personality. Yeah. If you are, you know, in a bad place in your life and you have, you know, very little joy, don't go comment on the internet and try to ruin someone else's day or try to ruin someone else's, like, you know, don't try to go get in someone else's head about what they do.
Yeah.
Because the long and short of what this guy said is, whether or not I know it's not true, but when you see something like that, you're like, man, do people actually not like that?
One
I do
voice
this?
Turns to 20 voices.
Yeah. Like, did this post not do well because people don't care? And it's just, you also can't live your life that way.
No.
If someone doesn't like the stuff that I post, then they won't follow it.
I'm afraid to check the mail because I think Disney's going to come for me.
Brandon, I think you're home free.
I think
you're home free. You weren't selling them. You're good. But you did have quite a moment there.
Yeah, man. It was crazy.
Quite a fucking moment. So I just wanted to talk about that because I hope anyone that saw it understands now why I let it happen. And anyone who, you know, might feel the same way this guy does, the unfollow button is in the, you know, it's on the main page.
Yeah.
So go to my account and click it.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow.
It's also like, it is interesting how this sort of does tie into,
I mean, not that I don't care what you all think, you know, but yeah, I'm just saying.
It is interesting how this ties into like, you know, modern Simpsons or like any sort of modern thing. Cause it's like this mentality of like, I follow this person, I watch this show or whatever, because it is giving me this specific experience that if it deviates from that, like, you owe me the experience that I want, not the experience you want to give me, you know? And it's a dangerous mentality, I think, because the whole world owes you something, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, you know, when you follow something on the internet, if it's free, shut the fuck up. How about that?
Or just try enjoying it. Just enjoy it. There's a lot of really great stuff to enjoy. We're talking about like the greatest animated show of all time.
I don't actually think that people should be afraid to like give feedback, but also do it with a little bit of empathy.
Yeah. I don't think that was necessarily feedback.
Yeah, I don't think it was actually feedback.
There was some other stuff buried in
My favorite one was something to the effect of, oh yeah, well, I bet if he started another account all about his personal life, he wouldn't have 80,000 followers. I mean, touche.
Totally.
Maybe you're correct, random person.
I don't know that there's many people that just talk about their personal life that get a lot of followers. You have something else going on.
I think it's a bit of a 1-2 punch thing I got going on here. I think it's the combination of the two. It's not
totally
not one or the other.
It's also cool. I think we talked about this when you first interviewed me, but it is also kind of like you know, Bart becoming famous, like just say the line, kid.
Yeah,
just shut up and say the line.
Yeah, it is literally that. It's also like the, you know, the whole you know, LeBron James should shut up and dribble kind of thing.
Yeah,
like it's,
yeah,
you know, yeah. No, people can do what they want with their own, you know, like it's my account.
That's
do
right
what I want. That's the fun of it. So yeah, we've successfully talked for almost an hour and haven't even done the trivia.
Here we go, trivia.
Well, I mean, it brings up another thought to me. Should we just make this another episode?
I mean,
should we just?
I'm the co-host here, so I don't make any directive decisions.
everyone listening, shout out loud in your car. Should we just like stop here and go to a new episode, or should this just be long?
Let's just play some trivia. Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It doesn't take that long.
It doesn't take that long. But we could get two episodes out of this.
Yeah, now you're trying to milk it.
No, we'll do some trivia now. Let's do some
trivia.
Let's do it now.
Let's do it. All right. So we're going to do it the same way we did before. Five rounds, five questions.
Yes.
We're playing from... Now it's just yours. We're playing from both of ours, but we're playing from what line is this?
This is just the Simpsons trivia game, but it has the whole family. Yes. I think in the past, the one we were using had just, was it just mine that had Bart, or was it just yours?
It was mine that was the okay Bart one. Yeah.
So this one is, I just grabbed a stack of the cards and I put them in the middle of the table. And so we're going to grab them at random. And we're just going to do it. Brandon is going to keep score.
I am.
And here we go.
All right. I'm going to ask you first. Do we just did a new card every time? I can't remember.
No, I think we went down the card unless there was something that wasn't applicable.
All right. True or false? In Doe in the Wind, Homer loses hippie Seth and Munchie's hacky sack in the pond.
True.
It is true.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let's go. One thing that's funny about this game when we do it is some of them have like questions specific to a poster that comes with the game.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And so I'll grab a card and be like, oh wait, I can't do that. This is a podcast. Okay, Brandon, true or false? In Bart's Inner Child, Lisa says she wants to someday get married on a trampoline.
False.
That is true, Brandon. Oh my God. Oh, Brandon.
It's not good. It's not looking good. It's all right. We're only one in.
Yeah, well, you got plenty of time to come back.
All right. In The Call of the Simpsons, the salesman tells Homer he couldn't afford the ultimate behemoth RV even if he lived to be how old? 150, 200, or a million?
It's a million.
It is a million, of course.
Someone listening probably will know this, but did I do that question last time?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember. So I'm going to grab some cards from deeper in.
Yeah, let's go from the middle of the deck.
I will still take the point there though, because, yeah, I want to say I asked you that question last time.
Oh,
I feel like I did. Oh yeah. Because you had your own cards.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
I think that's one that I asked you. So, but we're leaving it in. Oh, it's your
turn.
This is the other thing that happened last time. Every time it was my turn, I completely forgot. Here we go. In The Front, what does Homer get repeatedly stuck on his head? A 30-pound Tom Turkey, a toilet plunger, or the duct tape ball of death?
Toilet plunger.
It is a toilet plunger. Nice job, Brandon. Nicely done.
In Maximum Homer Drive, what does... Blah, 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 blah. In Maximum Homer Drive, what does the marquee at Joe's Diner say? Now aware of camp value.
Brandon needs his glasses.
I need my glasses. How?
Probably misses his old glasses.
That's right. All right, we're going to do it again. In Maximum Overdrive, what does the marquee at Joe's Diner say? Now aware of deep camp value. Deep camp value.
Interesting.
Home of clean forks. Your Burly Burger headquarters.
I want to say it's the clean forks.
It is now aware of camp value.
Oh my God. I did not get that. Okay. Man, you know, sometimes you just think you know everything. And then you don't. What does Herman wear on his right breast of his military jacket?
Oh, no options. I just have to answer it.
It's interesting because it's very broad. I'll tell you that. It's not like a very specific thing. It's just like an object. Like, what does he wear on?
Is it like a medal?
There you go.
Yeah.
that's like, so I thought it would be something so specific, but it was not.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I'm asking you this because it's one of my favorite Simpsons moments.
Fantastic.
Homer sings that when he was 17, he stayed up drinking beer and listening to who?
Queen. Come on. Yes. I mean, could I get a challenge here? I've already missed one. What am I talking about? Okay. In Three Men and a Comic Book, how much does it cost to get into the comic convention if you've dressed up as a superhero?
Oh man, is it? It's not free. Is it free?
No.
Because I feel like the joke is that it's not free. Is it half off?
I'll give
you have to pay more.
I'll give you an actual. I'll give you a guess. It's just a number.
It's just a number. Oh, $5.
Brandon got it. There you go.
That was purely a guess. Everyone listening. All right.
So we have one more in round one.
Yep. Last question in round one. In Fear of Flying, Homer says he's sick of eating what? His sour pride, hoagies, or his pillow?
Hoagies. Yeah. He wants a grinder, a sub.
a hero.
A hero. Fantastic. All right, so this is the last one for round one. Okay. It's because I had to go between two cards. It's not that I can't count, just so everyone knows.
this also happened last time.
It did. Okay, true or false? In Bart's Comet, Principal Skinner curses the man who invented helium.
True.
It is true.
Yeah, absolutely true.
That is very true. There we go. All right, Brandon, what is the score after round one?
Round one, 4-4.
Oh my God. We both missed one?
Dead heat.
Holy shit. Okay.
I'm keeping better score this time, by the way. Last time I was just trying to remember it, and I feel like if somebody went back and listened, the score at the end is not the actual
score. That cannot be true, Brandon. That cannot be true. You were writing it down.
I don't think I was.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I was over on the other side of Zoom. You thought I was being
well, just remember, if Brandon loses, that's his excuse. Okay. All right. You go.
Oh, yeah.
Round two.
Round two. Here we go. In Homer's Triple Bypass, whose father does Homer ask for money? Krusty's, Otto, or his own?
His own.
Krusty's.
Oh my God.
Oh, I almost gave you a point for that.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm why does that not seem correct?
It doesn't seem correct.
Yeah, I don't. That's crazy.
We're gonna have to watch that episode.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so someone listening is like, what are you talking about, you moron? You're probably still thinking about the comment. That's definitely correct.
That's wild.
Okay. Number. Oh, this is another thing. We last time we like called the numbers out. We're not doing that.
Round two, question one.
Yeah. Round two, question one. In Make Room for Lisa, after listening in on others' phone calls, Marge wonders if Krusty is what? On drugs, gay, or Hoffa?
On drugs.
Gay.
I don't remember that.
I know. That's like,
I can kind of hear Marge saying
it. Yeah. I honestly thought it was on drugs too. I'm a little, I haven't watched that episode in a minute. Brandon, we have a Simpsons podcast. We got to get these right.
I know. We got to get on.
Come on, man.
All right. In Lisa the Skeptic, Homer angrily said he didn't want to the mother boat that the police were offering. Oh, the mother boat, the motor boat that the police were offering because of what reason? The mast had termites. Too many portholes, or there was no naked lady statue on the front.
Homer said he didn't want it for this reason?
Yeah. Homer does, he's my up, up and away and my beautiful motorboat.
The thing is, I immediately thought that it was the mass has termites. I'm going to say the mass has termites.
That's it.
Okay. Yep. I was like, wait, is that the actual reason? And he said another reason, but there we go. Cool. Okay. Round two, question
two.
Two. Thanks, Brandon. In the Springfield Files, Scully tells Mulder there's what coming to New Jersey that night? Drugs and illegal weapons? Truckloads of illegal aliens or a Bruce Springsteen concert?
I'm going to go with the drugs and illegal weapons.
That is correct, Brandon. Nice job.
I mean, it's Scully. She's the straight one.
That's true. That's true.
All right. In Treehouse of Horror 9, what is the movie the Simpsons are watching when Kang and Kodos visit? Is it Wolfman for All Seasons, How Dracula Got His Groove Back, or There's Something About Mummy?
How Dracula Got His Groove Back. Ding, 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 come on. Everyone at home, shout out your score real quick.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. A perfect 13. I'm surprised. Oh, no, I'm sorry. A perfect 8. Whatever. Yeah, I heard you. I heard what you said. Okay. I love how my card is all as a bunch of very specific questions about episodes, which is interesting. They're not all like this. In The City of New York versus Homer Simpson, on Homer's first trip to New York, a con man stole his what?
Camera.
Nicely done. Brandon is coming for the win right now. Little do I know he has the answers on his computer.
Yeah. Don't look at my screen.
I look in like a reflection of something in my room and I'm like, Brandon, what the hell do you have open right now?
It's
like
ChatGTP.
Yeah. Just asking.
We Google. Should ask ChatGTP trivia questions and see if it can get up.
What if we ask ChatGPT?
Oh, yeah. That's me with my 80% thing, right?
We should ask ChatGTP what ChatGPT GPT is. There we go. That's good.
All right. In Homer the Heretic, who is the female member of the Springfield Volunteer Fire Department?
One more time.
In Homer the Heretic, I'll even place it. At the end, the house is on fire. The Volunteer Fire Department shows up. Who is the female member of the Volunteer Fire Department? It's not multiple choice, but I can make up some multiple choice.
No. It's I feel like I know, but then I feel like I'm wrong, and I don't know why.
Trust your gut.
It's Agnes. Is it Maud? Damn it. I'm just wrong. Who is it?
It's weird because we mentioned her earlier. It's Luann Van Houten.
It is. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Why did I? My brain.
I would not have gotten
so just
one.
To walk you guys through. My brain thought Maud, and I don't know why, but then I was like, oh, wait, no, it's Agnes.
Agnes kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I just, in my mind, it was Agnes. You know, hey, sometimes you just have to be vulnerable. You know, I hope this isn't too personal for any of you, hearing me get these questions wrong, you know.
Shut up and just ask the question.
I also just bit my tongue. Is that too personal? Okay, so this is round two, question four?
Question four.
In Rosebud, what song plays during the slide presentation for Mr. Burns? This is a very specific answer that I would not get.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
It is the title of a song. Yes. And it is, I'll give you another hint. It is 7 words long.
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
It is, do you know where you're going to?
Yeah, I would have not.
I would have never. I mean, listen, I consider myself pretty insane. When it comes to like little deep cut knowledge about the show, maybe that sounds cocky. I don't know. But I feel like I know a decent amount. And with a gun to my head, I would not get that right.
Did anybody out there get it? Somebody was shouting it.
Someone says that they did. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't either.
Shut the hell up. You didn't get that.
All right. Final question of round two. And I've just been grabbing cards and asking. I've just been mixing it up.
That's good.
See, okay, this is a good one. In Homer's Barbershop Quartet, when George Harrison says, it's been done, what is it that he's referring to?
He's referring to them doing a reunion on a rooftop.
That's it.
Very nice. True or false, Brandon? This is the last question of round two. True or false, Homer believes God lives on Jupiter.
True.
False.
No.
He believes God lives on a plantation in Hawaii. I also, for 2 seconds, was like, I think that is true.
That's it just not, sounds true.
It does sound true. Where are we at, Brandon? What's the score?
All right. End of round two. You have 7, and I have 6.
Ooh, all right. I've taken the lead.
It was the last one that got you the lead.
And this is fun, and I apologize to everyone that I tried to make this a separate episode. I hope you forgive me. I'm not cutting that out of the edit.
You have to do the producer sandwich. We had the good stuff, then the bad stuff.
Well,
and now we're doing good stuff.
I'm just sorry that I was trying to rob you guys of this trivia moment. I had producer brain, and I was trying. I was like, oh wait, we could make 2 episodes right now. But that's okay. It's all right.
All right, round 3, question 1. In Treehouse of Horror 7, what does Lisa want Principal Skinner to give her since she created her own universe?
The gift certificate.
The gift certificate. It was multiple choice, but you got it before.
Wow. See, I'm really good. You're on, everyone. Dude. I'm good.
It's a little too personal.
Hey, look, man, we just want the questions, Brandon. I don't need your feedback. Okay. True or false, Brandon? Round 3, question 1?
Yep.
Thank you. True or false? Wait. No, I'm going to ask this one. That one's I just did a true and false. I'm going to go to the next one. In Sideshow Bob Roberts, Birch Barlow says Mayor Quimby is well known for what? His lenient stance on crime? His bootlegger of a father, or his wild parties with his nieces?
That's a weird third
Very
one.
Weird third option.
It's his lenient stance on crime.
Absolutely, yeah. Brandon. You got it. You got it.
One day we're going to have to do some, like, a Sideshow Bob. I've always wanted to watch all the Sideshow Bob episodes, like, in a row. Wow. To get the full timeline That's of the Sideshow idea. Bob story.
Man, if only we had a podcast where we could do a thing like
we
that.
We could do a thing like that. That'd be fun.
Write that down, Brandon. Yeah,
write it. All right. Question 2, round 3. In Married to the Mob, according to Mayor Quimby, the people at the sci-fi convention are futurists, cyberphiles, and what? Functioning nutcases, uber geeks, or dateless wonders?
I'm going to say dateless wonders.
That's totally it. Yep.
Let's go. Okay. Man, all of the ones I'm asking Brandon are in this episode. But that's okay. I mean, this is just what the cards gave us. Round 3, question 3.
Two.
Round 3, question 2. We're doing great. In Homer the Great, when Marge tells Homer he is a member of a very exclusive club, what group does he think she means? Carrot Top Fan Club, Mensa, or the Black Panthers?
Black Panthers. It's the
Black Panthers. I couldn't help but laugh. Because she's like, you're a member of a very exclusive club. And he's like, the Black Panthers? I just think that's so good. I gave away the answer with my laugh there. There we go. I mean, Brandon clearly knew it. I'm not trying to take away from his answer.
All right. Question 3, round 3. In The Way We Was, according to Patty, why does young Marge always get homely dates? She doesn't wear her hair up, her perfume is cheap, or because she doesn't put out.
She doesn't put out.
That's it.
Bad advice.
Yeah.
Patty and Selma.
Oh, Patty.
Okay. Round 3. Question three. Yes. See, I knew it, Brandon. You didn't have to tell me.
Every time you get it wrong, I'm taking one off of your score.
No, I had it. In Lisa's Wedding, Homer says if the building inspector were to come by, Hugh should tell him... If the building inspector were to come by, Hugh should tell him the new guest bedroom is what?
Oh my gosh. I remember this. It's a porch. No,
I think I would have also answered incorrectly, but the moment alone is enough to make me laugh.
It's so funny.
I mean,
I think it's like a porch.
I'm going to give you the leniency of saying like you're in the right ballpark, but think of like a ridiculous name. I'm gonna throw you a lifeline here. If let's say it were made for cats, what would you call it?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
A window box.
A window box. That's right.
Damn.
No point on that one. That's a pretty good joke.
That's pretty good. It's good.
Let's see.
Tell him it's a window box.
In Dancin' Homer, what can Homer hear while dancing for the Capital City crowd? The ump's gurgling stomach, each individual smartass remark, or his knees squeaking?
I'm going to say each individual smartass remark.
That is correct.
Nice. Very cool. All of these are so specifically about episodes. I don't remember this being the case last time, but that's okay. In Dead Putting Society, what is it about Ned's beer that makes Homer jealous? It has an unpronounceable name, it's maltier, or it comes from farther away?
Comes from farther away.
That is correct, Brandon. Nice job.
That's a good one. Let's see.
And this is round three, question five.
Last question.
Nice.
In Bart After Dark, why did Smithers visit Maison Derrière?
His parents insisted he try it, sir.
That's literally word for word the answer. Nice job. I feel like you should get a bonus point, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, I would love one, but you're keeping score.
Yeah,
so
I am.
That's fair. in Mother Simpson, Homer's mom says that drastic action had to be taken to stop what? Streaking, Burns War Machine, or disco fever?
Burns War Machine.
Correct. Those other options are terrible.
Yeah. If you've seen the episode.
Yeah. If you've seen the episode, it's obvious what the answer is. That's
it's like a major plot point.
Yeah. That's unfair. Go ahead and take a point away, Brandon.
No. I gave myself two.
Okay. So at the end of round three, where are we at?
End of round three, you have 12 points and I have 10.
Oh, okay.
I'm falling behind.
No,
I'm going to come back.
You're close. That's nothing. That's 2 points. That's nothing.
All right. Round four, question one. In Lisa versus Malibu Stacy, according to Homer, why does everyone listen to him? One, he's a white middle-aged man, 18 to 49. Two, he's...
You can stop there. That's the answer. I'm not even going to make you read the other choices, but read them anyway.
The other choices were he's got a big mouth or he's got jerk-ass charm like Burt Reynolds.
Okay. I mean, those are good.
Jerk-ass charm.
But the reason I knew that answer right away and I jumped right in is because that's like one of my favorite screen grabs in history.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
It's Lisa and Grandpa complaining about no one listening to them. And Homer's like, well, I'm a white male age, 18 to 49. Everyone cares what I have to say, you know, or what. It's just so good. That's great. Okay. Did you give me a point there, Brendan?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Round four, question one, true or false? In Grade School Confidential, a cow is spying on Edna and Seymour through a hole in the fence.
True.
False. It was Agnes. Brandon, you gave yourself a false sense of security.
That's right. It's because there is a moment with a cow looking through a peephole, but it's natural born kissers. It's Marge and... Oh, that's my 80% thing. I mixed two memories.
Got your ass, bro.
Damn.
I almost feel bad enough to give you a point, but I'm not going to do it.
No, yeah, I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't take your pity point. Let's see. All right. In Homer's Odyssey, the Duff Beer TV announcer addresses people who are unemployed, out of work, and...
I don't know why. It won't come to me.
Sober.
Oh! Damn it.
It's right there.
I was doing
it's
so
right
well.
There.
I was doing so well. Damn. Brutal. Okay. Round four, question two.
Yeah.
I got it. See, I didn't even need Brandon to make a face at me or anything. that's a lie I did. In Bart Carney, Homer says he and Bart can start their own Carney game where people throw what? Bowling pins at rings, donuts at Homer's mouth, or ducks at balloons?
Bowling pins at rings. What? No.
Ducks at balloons.
I just remember it's the, and nothing is as it seems. Damn it.
See, this is what happened to Brandon and I. We both were like, oh, we got this shit.
I rolled in too cocky.
We were cruising right along, and now we're both eating some humble pie.
Yeah, we are. It's because I remembered the second half of the quote that I was so certain about.
I know, man. It'll get you. You know, hold on. Let's pause to hear some at-home scores. Nice.
Some of those things made up.
That's embarrassing, and you should turn off the podcast. I'm sorry. I don't know who, whatever your name is. That's you got to go.
That's too low.
Too low. All right, let's go, Brendan.
They're a Family Guy fan.
Must be. It happens.
All right. Question three, round four.
I looked at Brendan like, did you glitch?
My computer was restarting. In Homer Loves Flanders, why does Ned want to know the cash value of the tickets he won?
So he can report him on his income tax.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, could you give me the cash value of those tickets so I could report them on my income tax?
I always remember that. And then when there's a episode where Flanders is doing his taxes and he wants to write off the ink for the printer. Yeah. And he's like, well, I do like the smell of it.
Well, so it was just New Year's Eve, as all of you know. Like, I'm telling people that like they wouldn't have any idea.
What?
I'm like, so it was just New Year's Eve for those that are you know, just tuning in. And I always think of Ned waking up to the fireworks and doing his tax going straight to the, and, you know, he sees Dr. Hibbert and he's like, oh, you get your income taxes out of the way. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, just dropping off some mail. I think about that every year. It's so great. It's a good one. It's my favorite. All right. Round four, question three.
Nice.
In Sunday Cruddy Sunday, whose Super Bowl skybox do the Springfieldians invade? That is, I might have to give Brandon a lifeline on that. Do you have any clue?
No, I don't.
Let's just say he's related to the show Succession in a way. Like, it's that show is inspired by him and his family.
Oh my gosh. I'm totally blanking because it's the guy that owned Fox.
You're
he also owns half the state of Idaho.
You're almost there.
I hate that I can't remember his name. What is his name?
Rupert Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, damn it, Brandon. I tried.
I had that, like, you know it brain right there. That's I'm gonna point to that.
You know, none of us are perfect. You know, that's what we learn when we do these.
80%.
Yeah, 80% of the time.
Okay. In Treehouse of Horror 6, what does Chief Wiggum shoot at? A frog that turns you inside out? Exotic cakes or the third dimension?
The third dimension.
That was too easy.
Yeah, that's too easy.
It's an easy one. We all remember.
Brandon's like, why couldn't I get that one? Jesus.
Yeah, right? I would have been at the fourth dimension. Oh, shit.
Well, good thing you knew the Roman numeral because I would have not. Yeah. I would have been like, whatever one this is. I'm going to be honest with the podcast here. You know, we're getting personal today. We're being honest. There was a card that I had that gave one of the numbers and I put it down because I didn't want to get the Roman numeral incorrect.
That's a plot point in an episode.
Oh yeah, it is.
What episode is that?
It's where Bart is trapped in the zoo
with
the tigers and he says Rocky 7 Adrian's Revenge and he finds the door.
That's right.
Nice. I literally put it down because I was like, well, I know which one it is, but I don't want to say it wrong and these are hard. Yep. So there you go. Okay, so this is round four, question four, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, of course it's correct. I always know what question it is. In A Streetcar Named Marge, according to Llewellyn Sinclair's sister, what is a baby saying every time it reaches for a bottle? I am a weak sissy. I am a leech. My self-worth is determined by material things. That's not even a good joke.
I'm a leech.
Correct, Brandon. Nicely done.
That's a great episode.
I love, there's a part of that joke that they left out, and it's where she says, Mrs. Simpson, do you know what a baby is saying every time they reach for a bottle? And she says, Baba. She's saying, I am a leech. Okay. I love that episode dearly. So
it's so good. The musical version of Streetcar is just
so good.
So good. And is that the beginning of Sexy Flanders?
I think it is the first time we see Flanders like without super a shirt. Ripped. Yeah.
Stupid, sexy Flanders.
She's a dame and I'm a fella.
All right. In another Simpsons clip show, we see several shots of Homer and Marge doing what? Square dancing, laughing, or kissing?
In which episode? I zoned out because I want to say this is the last question of round four.
It is.
There we go. Okay.
Nice job.
For those playing at home.
In another Simpsons clip show, we see several shots of Homer and Marge doing what? Square dancing, laughing, or kissing?
Kissing.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Come on. Okay, last question for Brandon of round four. In Brother from the Same Planet, what is the article seen in Lisa's non-threatening boys magazine? Bad dudes with cute smiles? 101 common Leo daydreams? Or meet Joey?
Bad dudes with cute smiles.
Meet Joey. I honestly did not think that that was correct. I would have gotten that wrong. That's a tough one.
All right. End of round four. You have 16.
Let's go.
And I have 11.
No. So you have to get them all right.
I have to get them all right.
I have to get them all wrong.
And you have to get them all wrong. And then we have a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God.
So first question, round five, question one.
I'll do you one better, Brandon. If you get them all correct, I will say that we tied, and then we'll do like two more to determine a winner. So if you get all five correct,
all right,
I'll keep some stakes. I'll keep it interesting. So if you get all five of them correct with no hints, I will call it a tie, and then we'll do a tiebreaker.
No, let's put some money down. Let's
okay, sure, $100. No, okay. So I'm gonna grab a new card. So I'm going to try to ask all of them off one card so it's not confusing. This is great content for the podcast here. Okay.
All right. First question. What is Treehouse VIII?
That would be ding, ding, that would be ding, eight. Ding. I know that, right?
Yeah, you're
That'd
right.
be eight.
But that's not actually the question.
Okay. Trying to find one here without a poster pal. God, why are there so many poster pals? These are all poster pals. This is great. I'm just going to let this ride for the show. Finding one with no poster pals.
Oh, this one has poster pals, dude.
You can do it if you... I think they're all going to have... I don't remember them all having poster pals.
A lot of them do. But that's
a lot
okay.
of them do. Jesus.
I'm going to ask this question from this one because I think it's a great question. Even though there
that's
is
fine. We can just... Yeah, let's just do it.
In
this is the last round, oh, everyone.
Yeah. Round five.
Big stakes
one.
Here. Huge. If Brandon gets all five correct, we're gonna go to a tiebreaker. I don't have to get them all correct because I'm already in the lead, but if he gets all five correct, we're gonna call it a tie and do a tiebreaker.
That's right. All right. In Itchy and Scratchy the movie, what is the tagline for the new Star Trek movie, which is Star Trek XII? The tagline is "Again with the Klingons, so very tired," or "The Trouble with Toupees."
I'm going to say "Again with the Klingons." Trouble with Toupees, isn't it? Damn, it's not either one of
it's
those.
It's so very tired. Jesus. But in the trailer, he says, "Again with the Klingons."
That's right.
That's what you remember.
That's what I'm remembering. Okay. All right, Brandon.
Here we go.
Big stakes for you here. True or false? In Homer's phobia is exercise.
False.
That's too easy.
That was an easy one.
I love that the card says false. It was gays, but he got over it. What the fuck? This is the most 2001 ass explanation I've ever seen. That's great. Okay.
Let's see. Man, there's a lot about Bart After Dark for some reason. All right. In Marge We Trust, Lovejoy learns that there's more to being a minister than what? Boring people, not caring about people, or shaming people?
Not caring about people.
That's right. That's right.
Let's go. Okay. Question two. In And Maggie Makes Three, Homer says, if horse racing is the sport of kings, then surely bowling is what?
A very fine sport indeed.
Oh my God. You are close enough. I'll give it to you.
Oh.
It's no, you're good. It's a very good sport as well.
Oh, so okay.
you got it correct. You're close enough. I also was going to give you options, so you would have gotten it correct. So nicely done, Brandon.
Damn. I got it 80%.
You did 80%. That's the 80%
we're
always
talking
about.
Instead of 1 point, I'm going to go 0.8. On that one.
There. No, take the whole point. The stakes are too high for you. You have to take the whole
that's
point.
That's right. That's right. Round five, question three. In Marge Gets a Job, when Mr. Burns first spots Marge on his video screen, what does he call her?
Oh, it doesn't give me any options.
There's no options.
Oh my God, I love this episode. It's the Tom Jones episode. He calls her. Oh my God. It won't come to me, Brandon. I don't have it.
All right. Maybe I can give you three words. How? I'll make three up.
You know, I'm so in the lead. I don't, you just tell me the answer.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Just shut up and give me the answer, man.
Bro,
it's Enchantress.
Oh my God. I would not have gotten that. I was thinking something else.
Smithers, who is that Enchantress?
Who is that Enchantress? That's correct. Okay. All right, Brandon, number three.
Here we go.
Gotten the first two. In Home Sweet Home Diddly Dum Doodly, the welfare agent promises to get Lisa what? Some nice country dentures or some nice county dentures, shoes with the little lights, or a better mommy and daddy.
It is some nice county dentures.
It is indeed, Brandon. That's damn, I've really dug myself a hole here.
Yeah, you did.
Brandon's going to end up tying me, and then I'm going to lose to Brandon in the end. Nicely done, then.
Let's see. I'm just trying to find ones that I haven't. Okay.
Let me find the hardest one.
That's a poster pal. In The Trouble with Trillions, what was the FBI able to ascertain about the stolen $1 trillion bill from a satellite photo? It's a setup for a joke, and it's so good. The punchline's so good.
Oh, my God. These are fucking hard.
What could the FBI not ascertain from a satellite photo?
Whether or not it was stolen? I can't remember.
You give?
The who was on it? Like the president is? I don't remember.
That it wasn't on Mr. Burns's roof.
Man, that is good. That is good. Damn. Okay. Number four, Brandon.
Let's do it.
In Homer the Heretic, according to Krusty, 75 Jewish clowns were killed in the previous year by what?
Falling asleep while smoking. No.
I'll give you one more guess, Brandon.
No.
I really want Brandon to tie, so I'm going to give him a hint.
I don't know.
I said no hints, but it's a natural disaster.
A flood?
A tornado.
I don't remember that moment at all.
I tried.
That's all right. We're going to keep going, even though the game is essentially over. This is the last question.
It is.
The last question.
There will be no tiebreaker, unfortunately.
Okay. In The Old Man and the Lisa, Homer gives Lisa a book to recycle that was written by who? That is a hard one.
Bill Cosby? I don't know.
It is Leon Uris.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How would I remember that?
I thought that the answer was going to be, my brain's just gone. You know, there's that moment where like you can hear Homer's brain be like, that's it, I'm out of here. Yeah. And it walks out the door.
It's because we're in the same room. There's all this extra pressure. Yeah. Brennan has to look at me in my eyes.
It's true. All right. Final question.
Final question for Brandon. What is the name of the conductor of? No, that's not the one I'm going to ask at all. Bart Gets an Elephant marks the first appearance of which character?
Whoa.
I forgot that. I know it, but I forgot it.
Really?
Brandon, this is again a hint because it doesn't matter now. This is one of your favorite quotes from the show.
No.
It is.
No.
And it's his first line. I just said his. I just gave you another hint.
Oh, no. Who is it?
Cletus.
No,
the first appearance of Cletus is the, hey, look at this, a pointy-haired little girl. Yeah, that's my
favorite line. You're right. Look at that pointy-haired little girl.
There he is. That's his first appearance on the show.
No.
Brandon, how did we end?
All right.
Wait, do I still have one more for you?
No, that's it.
I just asked you a question. What the hell am I talking about?
You have 19 and I have 14.
Oh my God. A whole round ahead of you, Brandon. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. It was good.
That was really good. So again, you know, we went on and on about the comment guy for too long, so I'm not gonna we're gonna wrap it up. But what I will say, if you have strong feelings, this is an instance where I do want feedback. Yeah. If you enjoy, you know, again, if you enjoy these like loose episodes where we do a little trivia just to stay on the mics, let me know. Send us an email. Let us know, like, hey, you know, we would rather have an episode like this than have no episode. So if you are busy, do a trivia episode. Let us know how you feel. And I got to say, Brendan, it is really nice to record in person.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sincerely, it's nice. You know, I wish we lived in the same city so we could do this all the time.
Seriously.
But
or we
turns
had a
out,
teleporter.
Or a teleporter. But it turns out that the world doesn't care what we want.
That's
so
right. That's right.
We're just going to have to do this when we can, when Brendan is on a bird adventure in Florida. And we will try our best to record in person more often. But this has been really, really fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
You know, again, I'm sorry to everyone that I tried to rob you of the trivia and go to a second episode. But hopefully you enjoyed this. And hopefully, you know, Happy New Year, everybody. The podcast is back. We talked a lot in December about how we're going to do more this year. And you'll be knowing what that is very, very soon. We're going to hammer out all the details to that soon. And you will, you know, you'll get more content from us than ever. Brendan, that's what I will say. Exactly. You'll have so much content from Brendan and I that you'll be sick of it, and you know you'll have the option to
unfollow.
Yeah, to unfollow. But you'll get more content than ever. So that is on the horizon. Let us get this year kind of rolling, and you'll know what I mean very soon. Fantastic, right? So as for all of you, if you have any questions or comments, you can email me at simpsonsisgreat@gmail.com. If you like this podcast, consider leaving us a review on Apple or honestly anywhere that accepts reviews. I cannot stress enough how much we love to see reviews, especially on Apple. It just shows people that you're listening, shows people that you're loving. We love to see that. You can follow the official Instagram at SimpsonsIsGreaterThan. If you're curious about me or my Simpsons collection, just search for Bart of Darkness on Instagram or Threads or just the internet. You can also follow Brendan at TheWithra on Instagram, and you should definitely go do that. He posts lots of fantastic photos of birds, and we'll see everybody real soon.